Welcome to worship on this week, beginning the 2nd of August. This week we have said farewell to Alison Clark. Alison has been leading our choir over recent months. She has flown off this week to Hong Kong and to a new job, and we wish Alison God's blessing as she steps out into this new adventure. And we welcome home for a short break Fiona Kendall. Fiona is working with Mediterranean Hope, based in Rome. Fiona, it's good that you've been able to have some holiday, and we assure you of our ongoing support and prayers for the work that you are doing. Some of you have been taking photographs with the flat Jesus picture, and some of you maybe don't have one of those. So there is now a template of the flat Jesus picture on our church website. Please feel free to photocopy that or download it and print it and take it with you as you go out on your travels over the summer. At the end of our worship this morning, you'll see an email address that you can send your photographs to. And next Sunday, the 9th of August, our worship will again be for people of all different ages, and so especially for our children and our toddlers, tune into that and enjoy all that we're going to share together. And so we come to worship. From lament to praise, the psalmist twists and turns. Light, salvation, protection, shelter. With shouts of joy, we rejoice and sing our praises. We trust in the Lord and will not be afraid. Come now and worship the Lord.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. The war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze in the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in his shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord.
Author Scott M. Peck, in his book The Road Less Travelled, begins by saying, life is not easy. And Dominican priest Matthew Fox, in his book One River, Many Wells, states, the human journey is not easy, nor is it simple. We all know this to be true in our present day living. And it was true when the words of our reading this morning in Psalm 27 were first penned. Psalm 27 begins with a very bold and confident premise. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Writing about this stated premise at the beginning of the psalm, Walter Brueggemann, a great scholar and pastor, wrote these words. Nothing is severe enough to shake our confidence in God, who is light, salvation, and stronghold. I find myself thinking, as I reflect on these words, of the words of St. Paul in Romans, where he writes, nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Wonderful words of confidence and hope and trust in God. We sometimes speak of football in this country and we speak of a game of two halves. This psalm is a psalm of two halves. The first six verses are confident and joyful. They speak of God as a stronghold of life, of a heart that will not fear, of a confidence in God, of safety in his dwelling. But the second half of the psalm is different. In the second half, we read of a face of God turning away. We speak of rejection or forsakenness. It speaks of foes rising up, of false witnesses, of malicious accusations. Very different from the beginning of the psalm to the second half of that psalm. How is it possible that such confidence can turn in the next breath to despair and to fear? Any one of us who has been through deep waters in life knows that the struggle is a process. One moment we're hurting, crying, pleading and searching. Sometimes we find the answer to our need. Then moments later, rejoicing, hopeful, lifted up and encouraged. And yet just as easily, the struggles can return. Victory doesn't come all at once. Every day, sometimes every hour, is a fresh struggle with the same questions returning to us again and again. That's why the words of the Psalms are such a help to us as believers. It's good to take time to read the words carefully, to dwell on them, to recognise ourselves in the words that the psalmist reads and writes, to recognise God. Where is God in those moments of joy and hope and encouragement? Where is God in those times of despair and fear, when we feel that everything and everyone is closing in around us? Today you may find yourself on either side of Psalm 27. Joyful and confident in God's care, or hurting and scared in the midst of personal crisis. But either way, it does not matter, for the psalm ends with advice for both states of being. When this life is done, you will personally and physically see the rich beauty of God's goodness. So while we're rejoicing or while we're hurting, we turn to God and wait. Only a few short days from now, all will give way to the grander and fuller reality, looking upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So whether we find ourselves in pain or in a place of joy and hope, the advice, the counsel is the same. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, let your heart take courage, and wait for the Lord. God, your hand is mighty but reaches low. Your hand is strong but touches gently. Your hand is secure and open for all. Lord, help me build my confidence in you. Lord, help me to know my refuge is in you. Lord, hold me firm. Make me strong. Lighten my load and guide my path. For the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord. Amen. Thank you. draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. From the mountaintop experiences of life, we praise you, God of the mountaintop. Yet also, in the darkest of deep, dark valleys, you too are worthy of our praise. Just as we are, O God, with our highs and our lows, our celebrations and our tribulations, we come before you this morning. You are the God who brings light to dark places. You are a God who rescues us from many a trouble. You are our Creator and Redeemer, who gives us confidence and strengthens us amidst our fears and weakness. Lord, this morning we come to pray, and it is with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving that you are with us. Thanksgiving for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Loving God, we thank you for the wisdom that you have given to men and women to guide us and lead us through this time in our history. Lord, we are so aware of the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, not only locally and personally in our lives, but across this nation and across the world. Lord, we pray for vision and strength and courage going forward. We pray for our leaders, for those in positions of authority and influence, that you would help them to listen, to serve and to care, to be bold and wise in all their decision making. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the faith that you have gifted and birthed in us. And we pray for your church across the world and locally. We pray that you would help us as leaders in the church, as ministers, to serve your people faithfully and to listen for your voice. Lord, we pray for ourselves as members of the family of God, that you would help us to love one another deeply as you have loved us. Loving God, we pray for one another in the fears and the anxieties and uncertainties that crowd in around us at this time. We pray for those who are loving and caring for someone at home or in hospital or within a care facility. Lord, we pray for the restrictions that still keep people apart and for the real difficulties and pain that causes. Lord, we pray for those who are sick in body and mind or spirit. And particularly, Lord, we pray for those for whom this long time of lockdown has increased isolation and loneliness. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And we ask, Lord, that you would give to us hope as we look into the future, knowing that you are a God who travels with us. And Lord, in the stillness of these moments, we come to bring to you our own prayer, asking, Lord God, that you would hear us, graciously hear us. The Lord is our light and our salvation. And together we join in the words that Jesus taught his first followers, as together we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
Truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light for the world to see. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Be your light, shine in your church, gathered today. Longing for peace, our world is troubled. Longing for hope, many despair. Your word alone has power to save us, make us your living voice. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ be our light, shine in your church, gathered today. Make us your bread broken for others, shared until all are fed. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ be our light, shine in your church. Shelter, many are homeless. Longing for warmth, many are cold. Make us your building, sheltering others, walls made of living stone. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ be our light, shine in your church, gathered today. Many the gifts, many the people, many the hearts that yearn to belong. Let us be servants to one another, making your kingdom come. Christ be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in your church gathered today.
Blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen. We're looking for your help. What we'd like is if you could send us a photograph of yourself or a family member or friend showing something that you've been doing during lockdown. It could have been when you were out on a daily walk, could be in your house or in your garden. We hope to take these photographs and put them together into a montage, which we will show as part of our online worship. So please make sure you have the permission of the person whose photograph you're sending, and indeed make sure that you're happy yourself for your photograph to be seen online. We hope that you'll get involved with this, and in a moment the screen will show where you should send your photographs to. Thank you in advance.